Just a bit of navigation about the church's year before we start. Because it started last Advent with the hope of the coming Messiah, and it draws to a close now. The Sunday dedicated to Christ the King and the kingdom season were relatively recently introduced in the liturgical year over the decades after the First World War. Christ the King is not the pie in the sky sort of celebration we might associate with some coronation processions and flag waving and jollity. It is the solemn acknowledgement of Christ's universal sovereignty. It reminds us that the responsibilities of monarchy include setting and maintaining the righteous values of the kingdom of God. Not a big ask then. And that's why judgment is one of the main themes of Advent coming up. History teaches us not to trust earthly rulers, not to give them unlimited power. But we are aware from the news that none of our political systems gets the balance right at the moment. But looking back, neither did the Roman Empire in Jesus' day. There was peace of a sort, but it came at the expense of, we might think, putting up, paying up, and shutting up. Because otherwise, there were consequences for disagreeing, including, as we know, crucifixion. History also tells us that rulers, however good they are when they start, very often cannot be trusted for long. After the upheavals of a natural disaster or a war, there may come a brief time of peace when people work together for a better world. But then it all starts to go wrong, as it always does. And we long for a strong and wise ruler. And we trust them too much, and we hold them to account too little. And the cycle starts again. Thinking about Jesus as a king makes us realise that this is not kingship as we normally think about it. We understand and worship Christ the King as absolute monarch because we learn to believe and to trust in his absolute love and his absolute righteousness. We also believe that we live and move and have our being within God's presence, who is Alpha, the beginning, and Omega, the end, and who is all things in between. Hopefully, that helps us to know that we are all held in love and leads us to be grateful, awed rather than terrified. The picture our gospel reading gives us of Jesus' life on earth is not of a powerful ruler. This is someone who allows himself to be slapped about by an official. Now, kings don't generally let themselves get into situations where they could be roughed up by anyone. That's kind of the point of kingship. Monarchs are above all that sort of thing. And poor Peter was terrified and torn between what he knew deep down and what he had the courage to say. And we might be surprised that he was to be the rock upon whom the church would be built, and against whom the gates of hell would not prevail. Jesus I've spent long nights in prayer and in preparation, seeking the strength he knew he would need, tapping into it, you might say. Peter perhaps hadn't so much. He couldn't bear to think of Jesus' death, so he was relatively unprepared. And his reflex was to defend his leader with his sword. In doing so, of course, he lets him down. But he is still the rock on which people are made, formed, forged into Christ's community. And like him, we are to trust that absolute love, that absolute righteousness, as if our lives depend on it, as in a sense, indeed they do. Now we know the way the world generally works. But Jesus turns that upside down. He is assaulted, demeaned by the people in power. But we are told that ultimately everyone will recognise Jesus and wail in grief because they recognise him so late. Now, throughout the Tuesday course, we have been sitting with Job, and Job has been tested by all that happened to him, in terms of doom, disaster, bereavement, and who knows what else. Most of all, perhaps, he has been tested by his friends. They may have meant well, but as we read it, we realised that they added to his suffering. But then, in God's presence, Job realises that trying to understand the ways of God is futile. The only thing to do for him, for us, is to be present to God in awe and in worship. Job doesn't understand because he can't. But somehow things settle as they tend to if we are attentive enough to God for as long as it takes. After all, it's how we come to terms with anything in our faith, isn't it? And in waiting on God, we eventually come to a place of peace. We know that all we can do is place ourselves in God's hands, relying on God's mercy, God's love, and God's righteousness. And we're going to hear a verse from a hymn that I think puts that better than most. Holy is the Lord, and this is where we rely on that.